Australian workers have never had much love for the management classes. Phrases like shiny bums and carpet strollers attest to that. But there's new evidence that corporate workers are doing it tough when it comes to mental health. There's evidence to suggest that close to half of them score highly on questions related to tiredness and fatigue. As many as a quarter exhibit symptoms of stress. It's known as corporate burnout. Finance reporter David Taylor.
Those suffering from stress overload often say they experience emotional exhaustion.
I remember going on stress leave in 2010 for a month and locking my office door and wasn't sure if I would ever come back into this office again.
Dominic Steele manages an Anglican church in Sydney's inner west. He says working 6 days a week and waiting 12 months for a verdict from a Supreme Court case he was involved with left him totally spent. Psychologists say it's an all too common experience. Ellen Jackson from Potential Psychology Services has spent several years undertaking workplace stress assessments.
For a lot of people, it comes almost out of the blue. They don't necessarily realise, I mean, reflecting back, they may be able to see patterns and see things that have occurred that, you know, they've not slept well, that they've had anxious feelings. Anxiety in itself comes along with a lot of physical symptoms.
A recent study conducted by the Resilience Institute across 250 organisations found 43% of all respondents ranked highly on questions relating to tiredness and fatigue. Over a third of workers said they were regularly burning the midnight oil, and as many as a quarter of workers reported symptoms of being stressed. Stuart Taylor is the Managing Director of the Resilience Institute.
Many are struggling with areas around confusion, disengagement, and in some cases, distress.
They're called the working wounded, those Australians who continue to do their job but at reduced levels of productivity and morale, and they get sick.
Up to 50% of the population can be pushing too hard for what they're trying to achieve.
Dominic Steele found that having some time away from the office and a total withdrawal from caffeine helped him regain some passion for his job.
I went away with my wife for 2 weeks, and then we were at home for 2 weeks after that. I spoke to the leadership group at our church and said, I'm going to need to come back at a slower pace. In Christian ministry, often you work 6 days a week. I think I came back at 4.5 days a week.
Psychologist Ellen Jackson again.
We know that supportive leadership is one of the key protective factors, we'd say in psychological terms, one of the key things that will actually make a difference to helping individuals not succumb to workplace stress or to a situation where you might end up in a burnout.
Psychologist Ellen Jackson ending David Taylor's report.